The Anchorage Senate race attracting the most attention was District P, formerly the unassailable domain of Republican Con Bundy, who retired and left the seat open. After August's primary winnowing, yesterday's ballot offered three candidates, Republican Catherine Geisel, Democrat Janet Reiser, and non-affiliated Phil Dubinsky. All three seemed well-financed and issue-oriented. Tuesday night, winner Geisel credited her campaign style.
My campaign was an old-fashioned door-to-door campaign. I went to more than 8,400 doors.
She admitted Dubinsky's independent conservative candidacy presented particular challenges.
Certainly more difficult than just having one opponent. And I didn't know the independent person very well, didn't really know a lot about what his key issues were. It was a challenge, absolutely.
But in the end, Geisel thinks it was economics that produced her win.
My concern about Alaska's future. I'm a born and raised Alaskan. I know what a small economy we had before petroleum. I don't want to see us go back. And so I'm very concerned that our economy continues to grow.
Democrat Chris Tuck agrees. 2 years ago, the representative for Anchorage's House District 29 claimed victory in a strong Republican area by 200 votes. This time, his winning margin was 500. He credits staying in constant touch with constituents and emphasizing jobs and education.
Alaskans want to maximize the potential of our natural resources, and they would like to see us start manufacturing right here, to start manufacturing value-added jobs, high-paying jobs, and using our university for science and technologies. That way, when the students learn the science and technologies, they can come up with the process methods and the machine tool technology they can apply right here entrepreneurially for our own state.
Although Tuck kept his district in the Democratic column, two other Anchorage House districts went Republican. That means each party now has 8 Anchorage area House seats. Mia Costello, again emphasizing jobs, defeated incumbent Bob Book, who was seeking a second term, and Harry Crawford, who unsuccessfully challenged U.S. Representative Don Young, saw his former district choose Republican Lance Pruitt. The 29-year-old Pruitt, successful in his first ever run for office, is a small business owner with strong personal ties to the district.
It all started with the family, and they all live in the district, my parents, my father-in-law, so it was all close to home there.
Besides District P, Anchorage Senate incumbents held sway as Democrats Bill Wilikowski, Johnny Ellis, and Republican Lisa McGuire all posted victories by sizable margins. And in the Anchorage House races, Democrat incumbents Pete Peterson, Max Gruenberg, Mike Dugan, Lindsey Holmes, and Republican incumbents Charisse Mellett, Bob Lynn, and Mike Hawker were all reelected in their races. House Republican Anna Faircloth and Democrats Berta Gardner, Sharon Cisna, and Les Guerra were unopposed. In House District 18, Republican Dan Sadler received 2/3 of the votes in a 3-way race for the Eagle River Military Base seat vacated by Nancy Dahlstrom. As he was about to lead his victory procession into the Eagan Civic and Convention Center Election Central, a jubilant Sadler briefly considered the next order of political business, namely his relationship with the House's Republican caucus.
Well, I'm going to entertain whatever offer I can that'll do the best for the district.
That organizational process should begin at the end of this week. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.